Hewlett-Packard's chief executive personally apologized today for the spy scandal that has dogged the company for more than 2 weeks. CEO Mark Hurd also announced the immediate resignation of Chairwoman Patricia Dunn. She had been expected to stay on through January. HP has admitted spying on its own board of directors and reporters in an effort to plug leaks to the news media, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For a company obsessed with boardroom secrecy, HP's spy tactics have backfired badly. The company set out to keep confidential information from being leaked to the media. Thanks to its heavy-handed tactics, HP now finds damaging internal emails splashed on the front pages of the nation's newspapers. CEO Mark Hurd spoke out publicly about the scandal for the first time today. He defended the need to stop leaks, but he says important controls broke down and that he and other HP managers failed to catch it.
In summary, what began as an investigation with the best intentions has ended up turning in a direction that we could not have anticipated. The people of HP don't deserve this, nor do any of the people who were impacted.
In an effort to find the source of leaks, detectives hired by HP secretly obtained telephone records of board members, reporters, and employees. They also tailed a board member and a journalist and may have dug through someone's trash. Attorney Mike Holston, who was brought in this month to review what happened, says Chairwoman Dunn worked directly on the leak probe in its first phase last year and remained closely involved, along with General Counsel Ann Baskins, when the spying resumed last January.
Regular updates were provided by members of the investigation team to Ms. Dunn and, to a lesser extent, to Ann Baskins. During the course of Kona 2, certain members of the investigation team provided assurances that the techniques being used in the investigation were legal.
HP also sent bogus emails to a news reporter with tracking software attached in hopes the reporter would forward the message to her sources within HP. Mark Hurd acknowledged approving the content of the bogus email, but he says he does not recall signing off on use of the tracking software.
I understand there's also a written report of the investigation addressed to me and others, but I did not read it. I could have, and I should have.
What Hurd knew about the details of the controversial leak probe could determine how much responsibility the CEO bears for any laws that were broken. Silicon Valley analyst Rob Enderle says investors would hate to see Hurd crippled by this scandal, since he's boosted HP's profitability and market share since taking over 18 months ago.
He took a company that clearly was having trouble finding its way and really turned the company into a firm where, you know, morale is up. They are pounding their competitors where they were before being pounded by their competitors and doing very well from pretty much every economic measure.
Hurd stressed today that the scandal has nothing to do with the strategy or operations of the company. Even so, HP's stock price fell more than 5% yesterday when news of Hurd's possible involvement in the leak probe spread. California Attorney General Bill Lockyer told CNBC today his office has no evidence linking Hurd to any criminal wrongdoing. Whether or not laws were broken, HP has suffered an ethical black eye. Professor Thomas Donaldson directs the PhD program in Ethics and Legal Studies at the Wharton School of Business.
The irony here is that HP has a venerable track record in the area of ethics. It was one of the leaders in making integrity and ethics important in the management of business. Ethics have taken a huge blow with what looks like an almost Keystone Cops approach to managing what is a very sensitive issue.
Hurd says the company's job now is to fix this and get back to running a business, serving customers, and delivering on its commitments. Scott Horsley, NPR News.